Hey everybody, this is Medicare Agent IQ. I'm Raul Gonzalez.
And I'm Oscar Ibieta.
And we're back here hoping to inspire agents to be more successful selling Medicare. It's the reason that we do this. And just feel like there's a lot of agents out there that just, you know, they get started in it and then don't have a whole lot of direction or, you know, so my hope is that we just kind of help point agents in the right direction.
Yeah, many times an agent can maybe feel like they're on an island. They might be all alone trying to figure things out. And so we want to be that resource and that tool for you. You can lean on us and come to us to get a lot of coaching and some tips from us.
And when you say come to us, feel free to reach out, whether on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and feel free to reach out.
Facebook. Forgot that one.
Laura, our producer here is just giving me a clue. Facebook. She pointed at her face. I'm like, what? Cheek. What are we doing on cheeks? So just feel free to reach out to us. We'll answer your questions. Might even answer them. You know, bring you on if you wanted to do that, and we could help. If we've done it in the past where we had an agent who was struggling, I was like, you know what? Why don't we can go through some of your questions on the show. So feel free to reach out to us. We're happy to help. So today, what we're going to talk about is just kind of this idea that really works well for a lot of our agents, which is kind of like choosing an area, whether it be, I like the idea of like breaking it down really into like two or three zip codes of a certain side of town. And I want to kind of evaluate, you know, I want it to make sense. And so like in San Antonio, where we live, our city is broken up and there's, you know, a lot of times people refer to the west side, the east side, the south side, and the north side, just like every other city. But there's definitely some demographics within those that, you know, to me make a lot of sense. And of course, everybody to each their own, they can kind of decide any way that they want of what makes the most what makes the most sense for them. But for me, I like the idea, like as a Hispanic guy, if I'm a Spanish speaking Hispanic guy and I live on the, or I can work on the side of town in where I live in San Antonio, the side of the town where there's a Hispanic population that speaks Spanish, you know, people like to come to someone that looks similar to them. It's a natural thing that people do. So I think that one, if the demographics are there to make sense of it, then I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, and it can also be, you know, another way to look at it or some perspective is it's going to be an area where there's possibly the most opportunity for you. And what I mean by that is, you know, same thing, right? I was born and raised on the south side of San Antonio. So when I first got into the business, I thought, well, let me go and work this area where I was born and raised. And I know a lot of the streets and the restaurants and places that are around here. Let me go out and try and establish my footprint here and really just get the word out and help people become educated on what I do, right? This is what I'm able to do for you. I can talk to you about Medicare, but really also the heart of it was I want to go back to this part of the community where I come from and be able to, you know, help people and give back in that way. So kind of a two-layer piece there, but really that's where I started. And so I had to put together a game plan as far as, you know, getting out there because you're familiar with these areas. So it's your low-hanging fruit. Did I already say that? I don't know if I did or not, but in my eyes, the way I look at it is it can be some low-hanging fruit, some opportunity for you.
Yeah, and so a couple things. One, I love what you said there about wanting to help that community. I'll tell you that typically our agents and, you know, everyone, we've got a lot of agents, different focused on different areas, but I really think that there's like this sweet spot with like that lower income individual that is less educated, and it there's something that does feel pretty cool when you're able to meet them and help them, you know, get more, you know, whatever it is, more over the counter items, more dental, if that's something that they've been struggling with, those types of things. Feels really good about going in there and helping those folks. The other thing I would like to say is, as we say this, I'm not suggesting that if you get a referral that's, you know, 30 miles away, that you don't go out and run that. That's not what I'm saying at all. But what I am saying is that it makes sense to pick an area and then to focus on that area. And that way, there's the word synergy comes to mind, right? Like there's this thing that happens where if I get a referral in this area and then I could send them to another place that I work with and just kind of have everything work together to where, you know, I'm in this area, I get a referral in this area that I can send them to this doctor that I'm working with, which we're going to touch on a little bit more. But it makes sense to me to have an area of focus. And of course you can, and it doesn't even have to just be one area of focus. You know, we have agents here in San Antonio that maybe focus on one part of our city, but then also there's a couple of towns, maybe a couple hours away or an hour away, that they really do the same thing. They kind of take over that area.
Yeah, it takes some ownership,
right?
Of it.
Yeah, and let's talk about that, owning an area. That's, I think that's the key takeaway here. So one of the first things that I like to do, and again, everything that most of the stuff that we talk about would be grassroots. Like that's our style. That's what works for us, our agents, and we've been pretty successful doing this. They generate their own leads for the most part. Yeah. We have a few that will buy leads, but for the most part, our agents are generating leads. And how do we do that? Grassroots marketing. So as we're gonna be talking about with this, you know, kind of breaking down, maybe getting three zip codes, the first thing that I would do is get a bunch of flyers printed for that area. Yeah. I mean a bunch. And usually that's a place you could go to your upline to get some support financially to print, because it can be expensive to print full color. But also carriers like
United Healthcare.
They'll print for you. And a lot of times, you know, what I would say is that I like the idea of having a generic flyer. But it's not the only way. I think that if it were me and I was starting again and I was trying to figure out, okay, I need to own this area, I would have generic flyers with my name on them and picture, the same picture, that I would also have the carrier flyers from different carriers, all with the same picture, same information, same name and phone number. Because if we're doing that, then you know, we're putting ourselves in a situation where people are going to recognize your photo. They might see this different flyers everywhere. So when you get all these flyers printed, where are we going to put them?
You got to go find places. You got to go hunting. Find where can I place these? And so different areas, like you can go to restaurants. You can find restaurants.
Usually they have like a bulletin board, yes, right? Yeah. Like somewhere where they're expecting people, usually their clientele, to come on in, and people will put business cards on there. So also make sure you have a good amount of business cards. And on your business cards, my hope is that it's your business card says what you do somewhere on the very front of it, where it says like, this is what this person does. But restaurants,
laundromat
to me is a great one. They also have them. My favorite thing about laundromats, and I don't think they put enough effort into them, is that you've got a captive audience for 30 minutes, right? Or at least 30 minutes, right? They got to, while their clothes is being washed, you know, I would set that up. People are like, they're bored there. A lot of times, of course, now they're watching their phone or whatever, but if you leave it there, people tend to walk over to see what you've got there.
Yeah.
And I might even try to get in good with the owner of the laundromat and have ask him if I could put my flyer in the window or something like that. A lot of them are really cool like that. They're like, I don't care.
Yeah, they're open to it. Or anywhere else in the community, maybe a local library, a library branch, they might have a bulletin where you can put your information there as well. So anything that you can think of. And so that said, what you want to do, or I feel like something that I used to do, was my head was always on a swivel when I was driving through the community. So even if I had, you know, if I was on my way to see a client and I had an appointment on this part of town, I'm not just driving straight to that client's house and completely focused on getting there. I'm also, you know, if I'm at a stoplight, I'm looking around, looking left, looking right. Are there any restaurants around here? Is there a senior apartment complex? Are there some senior centers around here? You want to always be looking to see if there's any opportunity. We have an agent who constantly does this when he's on his way to his appointments. He'll stop and he'll say, hey, I saw this, I saw a dentist's office, and it looked like there might be something there. So I just decided to, after my appointment, I decided to drop in there and gave it a shot. And so there are times where you may walk into a place and you get completely shut down, right. Or nobody's available, or it's closed, but you can't let that keep you from continuing to implement that practice, because we're looking for that one place, that you know, that one facility that's going to say yes, that's going to be open to welcoming you in there. And so you just got to shoot or shoot, right? You just got to keep shooting. You can't, you're not going to make the shot if you're not out there actually taking the shots. And I think that's an important part of this business. Some people get caught up in getting, you know, in the word no. Nobody likes to hear the word no. I mean, I know that I don't, but it's a part of the business, and you're looking for the ones that are going to say yes.
Yeah. On to the next, let's talk. Yeah. You brought up Dennis, and what I would do is go out there and find providers in that area. And the question that I would ask him is, are you looking to grow? Are you looking to grow your business? Now, my biggest hope is that they're going to send me business, right? Like, that's my biggest hope. But going in there and asking them, hey, look, are you looking to grow your, and add to your Medicare client base? Because that's what I do, is I help people. And then I'll throw it out there, at the end, like, what I'm hoping is that you'll reciprocate. I'll send you some clients. And then if you know anyone, then anyone who calls you and says that they're turning 65, that you would say, hey, you know what? There's this agent that they'll make sure to get you on the plans that we work with. And that's how we can make that work. So if you can figure out a way to get different doctors in that area, dentists in that area, to kind of do that same thing, I feel like you can. Again, that's a big part of kind of owning that area. Owning.
Now, there's some strategy behind it. You can't just walk into this office and try to build a relationship. You have to do your homework as an agent. So if you're going to target a physician's office, well, first, before you even walk in there, you want to check to see what carriers they do work with, and then see what carriers they may not work with.
Yeah, like the lazy way is, like, I'm not even checking the provider, the provider list. I'm just walking in, and then you find out they're like, no, we don't even take any of these plans.
We don't work with that carrier. Right, we don't take that insurance. And same with, any dental office as well. Look to see, are they in the network with whatever the major carriers are that are in the market that you're working. Look to see if they're in the network with some of those, and then go ahead and walk in there and try and create that relationship. Another thing that I do when I've walked into a dentist office is I'm scanning the room, kind of scanning the waiting area, and to see if maybe somebody else is already in there. See if there is maybe another agent who has set up a banner in there. But even if I do walk in there and I see that there's another Medicare agent's banner in there, I'm still going to try, and give it a shot, because there's a chance that that banner may have been sitting there for the last couple of years, and they haven't really had a whole lot of contact with that agent, or maybe that agent isn't doing a whole lot to send them business, and they're just looking for somebody new to come in and help them grow.
Don't be turned off just because you see, obviously there's lines, right? Like, you want to be respectful of your, people that are in the business also. So if you walk in I don't want to say I'm on the fence, but I'm cautious to not be like a jerk also.
Sure.
Right. Yeah. Like,
of course,
like if they're working closely with another agent that even is a competitor of mine, I'm like, man, I'm thinking on the fly here.
But there's a lot of other places that I could go to.
Yeah. Or I might even still see if there's a way for us to work together also. And, But if they're working real close, I'm usually trying not to step on toes. But if they're not working that close, like you said, if they just left their flyer one day and then that's usually the case, to be honest. And that's going to be one of our key takeaways today, is that all of these things that you do, I think a lot of agents with the best intentions go in and they create these relationships and then never go back. And all of these things, it's all relationships. So everything that we're going to, all the recommendations that we make, you got to stay with them.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Of course. Another one that I want to talk about, is senior apartment complexes. And I did touch on it a little bit ago, but again, when I was first getting started, I was trying to find different senior apartment complexes and just walking in and trying to find the manager of the place there and just saying, hey, do you guys have a calendar of events where you do things? Can I take a look at it? Would it be okay if I came and joined you? We've got, March, for the month of March, can I do something? And maybe, do you have a St. Patrick's Day event? I'd love to come in and just be a part and maybe bring some goodies, you know, and it doesn't have to be the most expensive items that you're bringing in. You can just go to the dollar store and get different, you know, maybe some goofy, you know, St. Patrick's Day glasses or something, and you can bring them in and give them away to people who are celebrating. But again, it's just getting your foot in the door and saying you'd like to come in and just saying, I'd love to just come in and be a part of the apartment complex here and really just be a resource to your members, to the people that live here, and educate them about their Medicare options. But there's a lot more to it than that. So you may have gotten in the door that first time around and had a successful event, or were able to get in there. But the most important part that agents miss is you've got to set something up to go back. So after that event, just say, hey, what do you have going on next month? I'd love to come back. And so you have to generate that activity. It's got to be there. If you just go one time and maybe they're, you know, you're able to get in front of 10 seniors and maybe nothing came from it, you say, well, that place didn't work out, I'm not going back there because nobody wanted to talk to me. Well, you're a complete stranger and they're seeing you for the first time. And let's be honest, you may not be the first agent that has come in here to try and establish yourself there. But I'm willing to bet that if you come back next month and then you come back again and you start to, who knows, that next time around, somebody may open up to you and you may start to, you start to build relationships. Yeah. And that goes back to the grassroots of what we do, right? That's I feel like that is the most effective way, in my opinion, to build a book, to build a sticky book, which is something that we're constantly talking about, is you want clients who are going to stick.
Don't get me wrong. I feel strongly that this is the best way. I do think that there's a way, like if you're a person that sells over the phone, to get that loyalty from your clients, but man, it's a lot easier when they see your face on a regular basis. And there's something warm about a smile. And a lot of agents who are selling over the phone, they are missing on something. There's just that, you know, and again, like we're probably missing on things by having windshield time, right? Yeah, like if you're driving an hour and a half and the other agents have more time. So there's give and take, but man, there's something special about them seeing your smiling face on a regular basis. So think that's a great idea. So not just senior apartments, but also senior centers. And there's like senior community rec centers that where it just kind of give seniors a place. Now, usually you're going to find that those are worked pretty hard by a lot of agents. So you've got to just come in. And what I like to do is in something like that, I play guitar. I'm, you know, there's something that I do. And like, maybe I could set up a time, say, hey, I'd love to come and just sponsor and give guitar lessons. If there's seniors here that want to learn how to play guitar, I would love to do that on a monthly basis. I just come in and it's your monthly guitar lesson free, brought to you by Agent Raul Gonzalez. Mm-hmm. And that's something that's kind of cool that I could do. You know, if art's your thing, you could ask, hey, could I set up like a monthly art thing that I could just come out and do, and just kind of, I want to be part of that community. And that's, you know, that's what I want to tell people. So,
yeah. And then I don't know if we're getting into this or not, but I'll talk about it right now when you start to go out to the community and you're creating these relationships with people, let's say you establish a relationship with a physician or a dentist, for example, and then you go and you host an event at a senior apartment complex or a senior community. Now you've got to start to connect these dots and bring these things together. And that's where you're really going to start to see your success come together. And it turns into a domino effect. It's that snowball effect that's rolling downhill. Because if you are able to get yourself in a position where you're at a senior apartment complex and you host an event and you get to talking to somebody about how they are just not, they wish they had a little bit more dental on the plan that they've got. Well, maybe there's an option that you can offer them where they can get more dental. And it just so happens that the dentist that you're trying to create a relationship with takes that dental plan where you can say, hey, look, here's an option that's going to give you more dental. And that's really going to address a lot of the things that you're looking for. And I've got a great dentist that I can connect you with. So then you go to this dentist and say, hey, look, I just sent you a piece of business. I have a client that I was able to send to you that's going to be coming over that needs some dental work. But again, even if somebody's happy with their plan and they just need a new dentist and there's not an opportunity to change their insurance plan, still try to connect them with that dentist and send them that piece of business, because in the eyes of the dentist, that there's value in that. And so if you're still sending them business, even if they may not already be your client, there's that just leads to more opportunity down the road. They're going to consider you when somebody comes through the door, and maybe they don't have insurance, or they're on an insurance plan that they don't work with. Hey, why don't you give Raul a call? He can help get you on a plan where we do accept here.
Yeah, I mean, we're really just hoping to kind of have all these relationships where my job and what I'm doing is I'm trying to earn that trust by getting out there and trying to let them know I'm out in the community. I'm going to try to help grow your business, and my only hope is that you would reciprocate. Mm-hmm. And I think that a lot of times agents struggle with remembering that they need to reciprocate, right? They need to ask, and they get nervous and they get nervous about asking. Will you please send me something back also? And so I've had agents where they go like, you know, they've sent people 10 clients and haven't received anything back. And I'm like, man, you got to make that ask. Yeah. They're just kind of shy about it. So do that. One of the things that I would make recommendations on in that area is doing local events, just regular things as part of the community. You want people to know that Raul Gonzalez is part of this community. Mm-hmm. As an insurance agent, I'm at the different things. If there's a festival in this area, guess who's going to be there? They're going to see my face everywhere that they go, and that is how to do it when it comes to the local events, and even partnering, I think, with local businesses, you know, go out and find real estate agents who focus on that community and just ask them, hey, look, you know, when you get people moving into town, one of the things that they ask you is, or they may not even think to ask you, is they need to change their insurance if they're moving from, mm-hmm. you know, like we live in Texas, a lot of people are moving from California right now over here to Texas. And so if you have a relationship with some real estate agents that focus on these areas, man, isn't that a great opportunity to try to get people to send people? And a lot of them, they may not remember to refer you, but they might have a folder that they give at closing. And you could ask, hey man, could I get a flyer in the yeah. back of that folder, just so that way people could do that? That's part of being part of that community. I don't have the budget to have a lawyer where they have billboards on every corner. I don't have that budget, but I do have nothing but time to get out there and do that and get with real estate agents, other people that work in businesses, and just make sure. I think pharmacies also, just make sure that all of these places, even gyms that are part of the, you know, part of their membership.
The Silver Sneakers, yeah, Silver Sneakers, or the Renew Active, yeah, you know, like a YMCA,
exactly,
or something like that. Yeah, I mean, I love that. And I think one thing that I want to share with our listeners is let's set the right expectations. And what I mean by that is, notice we're talking about a lot of different avenues where you can go and network. And so I think a big misconception is many times people are looking for that grand slam. They're looking for that home run where, you know, you're looking
10
for
10 leads that month.
Like that this realtor is going to be just, they're going to start pouring in. The reality is the likelihood of that actually happening is very low. And the reality is they may send you something, maybe if they can send you a piece of business, if you've got a realtor who can send you a piece of business once a month, that's a win. Because if you can build a relationship with the realtor and then a senior community center and an apartment complex and then a dentist and a physician and maybe
insurance
like
agent.
An insurance agent, someone who does
PNC, right?
Like, right. They only sell auto and home, and they, you know, they don't want to mess with Medicare. They don't want to deal with any of that. But guess what? The people, their clients, their customers that they've got are Medicare eligible, or they probably have questions.
And here's what I would tell them. Yeah. This is a big part of what I like to like how I build that relationship is look, I don't sell auto and home insurance, right? My concern for you is you don't sell Medicare insurance, right? What if you're in a situation where you make or someone goes out, you don't refer them, they go out and they find someone who does Medicare, and then they cross sell them on auto and home insurance, and then you lose a customer. With me, you've got kind of this guarantee. Yeah. This is all I want to do. All I want to do is help people with Medicare. And so if you will refer them over to me, then I'm going to make sure that you don't lose those clients. But then also, I'm going to do the best I can to make sure if you send me referrals, I'm sending you referrals back. And usually, you know, insurance agents and others in that business, they understand that networking is really just great networking is going to put them in a better situation.
Yeah, it's a win-win for both sides.
Yep. So, and I think the last one on this, what I would make sure to try to get educational workshops going, which is like the Turning 65 meetings, like what happens when you get Medicare. I've had agents that were able to go in and depending on the city, we're able to actually even get in and have the city library let them do a Turning 65 event in there every month.
And yeah, which is like put it on the newsletter. Yeah,
they'll put it on the newsletter and do it there at the library. Yeah. It's really cool to do. They're trying to get people to do it because they understand, like, honestly, like, here's the reality is that when you're turning 65, it can be overwhelming if you're a senior, right? It's like, man, what do I do? What's the direction? So if I come in and I talk, I'm going to come here with education on mine. And of course, if they want to call me later, they can. But all I'm going to do here is talk to them about all of the options that they have and teach them about Medicare. And if you go in and let them know that that's part of your strategy, a lot of times they're going to be okay with it, depending on the city. Because I know, like, officially, like, our city in San Antonio is against that. Mm-hmm. But like other towns just outside, like, they're sometimes okay with it. Yeah. So, and then I think the last part of kind of like owning an area would be, you know, having a strong social media presence for that area. Like, and I post my events on that social media, make sure that those things are out there, that it's very clear that I'm a local agent that's focusing on this area. So I think that's a good idea. And then the last part of that is encouraging online reviews, right? Like, I want to make sure that every client that I have that found me on Facebook, one, I'm going to ask them, hey, do me a favor, will you follow my Facebook page? And, you know, who are the number one consumers, honestly, of Facebook at this point?
Seniors.
Yeah, it's like that's who's on it, or people approaching being seniors, yeah. Right? You know, I would ask them, hey, do me a favor, would you make sure you follow my page on Facebook? And they'll do it right there. You know, yeah. Like, hey, would you just go and follow it? I need as many followers as I can. And I'd really appreciate if you would make a recommendation, because that's how Facebook does it. Yeah. Make a recommendation of my company. Man, I would really appreciate it. So if you don't have a business Facebook page, go and make one
right now. That's the key term right there. Business Facebook page.
Not your personal.
Don't do your personal. So if you're listening, you're thinking, well, I don't want to do that. I don't want people knowing my business. Or I don't
see my kids.
Yeah. create a business profile for yourself.
Yeah. So I think that's really all we have. Just really want to make sure that you're a part of the community and that it's very, very well known. There's so many different ways to do that. We probably missed out. I'll probably, when we're done, I'll be like, man, there's like 15 other places and other things that we could have mentioned. But the reality is that if you want to be successful in this business, you've got to get out there. And the number one key to that is consistency. If you go into a senior center one time, you're probably, maybe you get one or two sales. Yeah. Maybe you go once a year during October. That's the feedback we get sometimes when we talk to the coordinators. They're like, yeah, no, we have this guy. He comes in every October and does a presentation, and then we'll see him again in October.
Yeah.
Yeah. So don't be that. You know, be a part of that community, be a part regularly out there. This is the part, I guess, the biggest thing with a lot of insurance agents. Once they start getting a little comfortable, get a little bit of renewals, they don't want to work all year. They just want to take their referrals. But if you get out there, and even if you're active right now, if you stay active, stay consistent, you're going to be a lot more successful just by being out in that community. So any other last thoughts that you have?
Activity, consistency and activity are key, especially if you're trying trying to build your book or if you're just trying to add more sales, activity is very important.
Absolutely. So, hey, we really appreciate you listening. And if there's anything that you want us to talk about, don't hesitate to reach out. Every once in a while, we get emails from listeners and it's really appreciated. And we want to help you. We want to help you to be successful. So until next time, just keep growing.